the angels. When we say angels, we are talking about the essence. And essence of knowledge is Satan. Knowledge with bad attitude. It's quite easy to understand. Yes? Because knowledge first breeds arrogance and self-relying, right? Am I talking about Satan or what? And at the end, his mistake is not what he says, because what he says is correct. You lost me, right? This is the story of Satan and Adam and Eve having the apple of knowledge. Then God will say, what happened? Satan will say, I don't know. You wanted it to happen, it happened. Isn't he correct? Yes, he is. That's the point. This is something that should somehow go in your feelings. Yes, Satan is correct. The God's will go. Adam will say, we mistake, we. He is there, therefore there is no I. Or there is I. Oh my God, how did you treat me? Rabbi Bemar Aminten. The other is Rabbanon, the Mother of Allah, and Fusam. We did it, we did the mistake. That's the Holy Book. And this Holy Book to me, Rumi will add something to it that there is not in Quran or any other sources. We say, after that, God called Adam and said, hey you, didn't you know that if I didn't want it, would it happen? He said, of course. He said, then why did you accept the guilt? That's the ritual of the path. Who is right, who is wrong? Logically, Satan is correct. What is not right? Why? Because he's talking to beloved. And when you talk to beloved, you don't blame the beloved. That's the ritual of love. Love will transform you. So Adam will accept the guilt. The guilt of what? They were dumb at the beginning because they haven't had the fruit yet. So, logically, you couldn't blame them. But it's with that wine. As simple as this. Because the first requirement for humanity is responsibility. Animals are not responsible because they don't have what we do. We should accept responsibility. It starts with that. He said, listen, that serpent is in you. You show it off, look at you. You go around and show off your knowledge. That's your business. And if somebody will steal it, you will look for it, you miss it. Let me show you what will happen to the thief who is stealing the serpent. He will be killed by it because this serpent, this is poisonous. Why? Because when he started to divide the universe between me and the rest, you know who did it? The first bacteria did it. Me and the rest. Separated himself. That's the pain of separation. So when we talk about pain of separation, we are not talking about the beloved not being here with me. We're talking about me running away. Me as a part of the whole, running away and creating a capital I and inflated ego. The animals, their ego doesn't inflate, it's fixed. In us? Because we have a lot of more assets power, which starts with what? Believe me, if I ask her, if she was listening, she would say, we will start with what? Imagination. Dhyan. At the beginning of book 1, paragraph 2, we will say, imagination looks like it doesn't exist. But look around. All your wars and peace, love and hatred and all that is running on imagination, because the human being is imagination. That's why we prefer to have this image of me and not that one. That animalistic picture of me, me being a monkey here, me being the creator of kindness. I prefer this image because of its imagination. For this, you have to let go. You know what you have to let go? Why do I insist that you have to let go of all of it? Because you are full of it. You are full of wishes, which you don't know what it is, and you don't know why you want it. Whatever they say, it's good, you want it. Why? So let's start with this. If you find a very critical moment like that, opening a bottle and a genie will come out and will give you one wish. What is your one wish? Have you thought about it? I'm sure you did. You all did. And I'm not going to give you the time to brag about it, that you thought about helping old people and saving one, blah, 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 blah. But I promise you, none of you thought that if it happens, I will say, really, you could do that? Make me a better human being. Have you ever thought of that? Ever? Because I'm the best. Because you never think about, do you deserve, first of all, these wishes? And do you know the real outcome of these wishes? What will happen to me if tomorrow I win an enormous lottery? One of these Europeans, they know, I don't know, 200 euro, million euros. What will happen to me?
What changes in situation?
One of the changes I know is this. For the moment, nobody is praying for me dying. If I have that much of money, there are a lot of people that think, ah, oh, when he dies. Do you ever think like, I don't say things like this. I say all the wishes are silly and you're addicted to them, because when they ask you, what do you want? Your brain will say, more the better. Do you remember my answer to that? Do you believe more is better? What is your favorite soup?
Barley
soup. Imagine I invite you to a house and the swimming pool is full of barley soup. Didn't you lose your appetite?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. More is not better. To a limit, yes. A little bit more, yes. But more ever? No. Because it's silly. We talked about, do you remember? We talked about the critical mass. There is a critical mass in physics that you cannot go more than that. I mean, for uranium they're fighting over. You cannot have 2 kilos of it. 2 half a kilo coming together, they explode. That's critical mass. That's what it is, because there is a limitation to quantity. This doesn't get it. Even now doesn't get it. I haven't seen people aware of this, that there is no infinity. There is no billion, billion, zillion. There is a critical mass always, which will turn around everything. We believe in all of this. So, the first thing you should quit is wanting something which looks interesting to you. You see the Jesus, you don't ask the Jesus, please save my soul. You say, give me that magic, that spell, you bring the dead to life. And when he says, that needs a clean mouth, you cannot use that spell. Then use it for me, show me this. You see the attitude? This is your attitude. This does not work. Why? Because, first of all, you need to work on yourself. And you know, you need to work on yourself two shifts. One is this donkey you're riding on. This animal. Because no one is responsible for this animal but you. So, you have to serve this animal. But remember, you are not this. This is the animal. So do not fall in love with your donkey or your catalog. Because this is the carrier. Do the stuff for you. You the soul, you the spirit. You the one that you don't know it's there. Because when I'm looking at you, I see it. This was Jung saying. Is it? Your main problem is you're thinking about the past and the future. Let go of that. Think about heart, which has a double meaning, which means feeling, passion, emotion, state of being, and present, this moment. Think about this. You know why? Because you are here, and this is here, and this is real. Here. We're talking about now. You know what I'm talking about now? Because by the past and the future you find more things to separate yourself. Because this brain is looking for individuality. Let go of this. Let me tell you a story. A very interesting story. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know what will happen to you? No. That next day you're looking for, and that next day you cannot function. Because there is no next day and the future. If you attend to this stranger, you will lose the chance of you. Who are you really? They put it in one verse that for Persian speaking is easy to remember. Said, oh brother, you are your thought. The rest is bone and flesh and other stuff. Your thought. How you think. How you see what you are. What are your thoughts? Am I talking about the stuff in your brain? No. Your thought. Thought of you outside here, about here, not about yourself, thinking about yourself and past and future, no. There is something else. Why? Because there is. We're talking about beauty. Do you know what is one of the first requirements of beauty? Although later we'll accept the opposite as good, but the first is harmony. Then yes, the contrast in its place is good, and so on and so on. Well, everything starts with harmony. Interreaction of commonality. I mean, when we are talking about we, what part of this we you are? Only your thought could be here. The rest we don't know, the rest we don't care, because the rest is the animal. If you thought, first of all, you're here with us. That's what the problem is. Because you have Christ.